Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And talking about backyard, one of the things that's happening right now is those creatures who are supposed to be out there in the backyard, your personal backyard, are coming in. Why are they doing that? Well, kind of happens every fall as a number of nuisance invaders come into our homes. They really are not wanting to be inside. They're just looking for another place to be, and your house happens to be in the way, and they find a little space they can get into, and so they come into your house. Most of the time, they just die, and it's up to you to clean up after them. But the one, of course, that I've been hearing about from lots of people is that little one. It's a little millipede that kind of grayish, and if you touch it, it curls up really tightly, and they can be, you know, a few here and there, or occasionally there can be so many of them they kind of drive you crazy. Well, you know, what are they feeding on? What are they looking for? Again, they are accidental invaders. They're not trying to find any kind of food in your home. They would rather be outside, but oops, they happen to get in. So at this point, there's really nothing you can do to kill them outside, prevent them from coming in. I mean, this is a time that it just sort of happens. And they vary, of course, from year to year. So the good news is just vacuum them up, and pretty soon they will not be coming in anymore because they won't be out there alive to be doing that. So that's those little bitty millipedes, sometimes we call them wireworms, that just curl up. Very much a nuisance, but they really don't do any damage except kind of rattle your nerves, maybe. But there are other kinds of things that are coming into our homes also at this time of year, most of which we do not want there. Of course, those lady beetles, those multicolored Asian lady beetles, I haven't found that they are as thick this year. I haven't seen them plastered all over the out and outside wall. But there's plenty of them, and sometimes they've just been sick outside in the air, and they even kind of bite you sometimes. But they, again, accidentally get inside, and I think the best thing to do is vacuum them up and get rid of them. Box elder bugs? Well, I don't know. Are you seeing many box elder bugs? Sometimes they have just been sick, and again, covering a whole wall, a sunny wall, and I've not seen many of those. Of course, your home and building may be different than mine, but thank goodness that's one thing that I haven't seen many of. Clover mites. These small mites are only 1/64 inch long, soft, oval, and flattened from top to bottom. They vary in color from rusty brown to dark red. Their distinguishing characteristic is a long pair of front legs that extend forward like antennae as the mites crawl. And the problem with them is if you crush them, they could leave a permanent brownish stain. So again, vacuuming may be the best solution. Pine seed bugs, they're about an inch long and dull reddish brown in color. They appear to be pointed at both ends, and they have antennae that is almost the length of their body. So a faint white zigzag line is more noticeable across the center of the back. And I have not seen any of those in my house, but again, that doesn't matter so much. What I see at my house, it's what you're seeing at your house. And, of course, every year, spiders. And some people are really, really afraid of spiders. I'm not friends with spiders. I don't like spiders, but I don't go screaming for help when I see a spider. And they are a nuisance sometimes because they bother you. They, again, sometimes can bite even though they may, you know, may not, we're not talking about a deadly bite here. But, again, they are a nuisance, and probably, again, just get out that vacuum cleaner. Keep the vacuum cleaner handy, or maybe you have one of the small little bags that you can keep handy so when you see those little accidental invading your space, you can quickly vacuum them up and get rid of them. The in terms of pesticides, it's difficult to use pesticides. Household insecticides provide little benefit at this point. And, excuse me, most of them will just crawl away and die. But in the meantime, to keep yourself kind of more calm, just get out the vac and get rid of them. Now, when I said, I did mention, you know, what are the bad things that happen? Most of them do not sting, carry disease, reproduce, or feed people, pests, houseplants, stored food products, or fish. They're not there to eat. Occasionally, as we mentioned, if you squash them against a fabric, they could leave a stain. And you know those little ladybug-type things, the beetles, if you squash them, sometimes they have a foul odor. And there are a few people who are allergic to those kinds of things. So we don't really want them crawling around our homes. What I would mention is that turning away from the pests that are coming in. Outdoors, of course, the leaves are falling, and I've noticed people out already raking those leaves up, and that's one way to get rid of them. But perhaps easier way, still taking work, and better for your lawn is just to go over them with a mower. And if you have a regular mower, you may have to go over them a couple of times. Some folks have a mulching mower, and that will just, you know, automatically mulch them up and put them back into your lawn. And it's actually good for your lawn. It's not good to have a layer of leaves that can smother your grass, but when they're chopped up, they really can provide nutrients to your soil. So getting out there rather than bagging, or I guess if you have a baggy mower, you really want to bag them, that's another option. But perhaps easiest is just to keep mowing that lawn, not necessarily because you want to mow the grass, but because you want to mulch up those leaves and put those nutrients back into your soil. Well, fall brings us lots of great times, lots of good food, lots of good weather. We've had terrific weather, but fall also can bring us some of these negative kinds of things. And mentioning negative, I hear that frost is possible tonight. So if you have some plants, as Jim has been telling you, some plants that you want to save, you might want to cover them. If you have house plants, perhaps at this point you don't want to bring them indoors. You could, of course, move them to a garage. Even putting them just next to a warm wall outside, if you have a deck, a patio that's uncovered, they can get the warmth from the building, from your home, and prevent them from freezing. Unless you have something that's really, really tender, that's going to be enough heat at this point to keep the temperature from being really freezing and harming those plants that you have out there that you want to keep. So look around and see which plants, you know, maybe there's some you say, okay, it's okay, I'm ready to get rid of these. So if Mother Nature says it's time for them to go, that's okay. But perhaps there's some others that would say house plants that you want to save and bring indoors. It might be a good time to move them closer to the house, get them sort of acclimated to getting a little bit warmer. And of course you will want to either wash them with slightly soapy water or use an appropriate pesticide to get rid of any pests before you bring them in the house. If you bring them in a house with pests, of course you don't want the pests in there, but they also could attack other houseplants that you have in your home. So you don't want that to happen, so you'll need to take care of bringing in those house plants and keeping other plants safe. Remember to water, water, water. It's been very dry. If you have a kind of changing from the plants to trees and shrubs, just a reminder, because it's easy to forget, if you planted a tree last year, a shrub last year, it still needs some tender, loving care with some water. So get out the hose, leave out the hose, and get those watered. And, of course, if you're planting a new tree, which you could go get a new tree Saturday at the community center at a good price, watering is so, so, so important. So, until next time, here's the thought. Tranquility is a choice, so is anxiety. So, do you want to be peaceful inside? Make a choice.